David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. Today, I have my very special guest. He's part of our podcast series. He has recorded a bunch of podcast series, and he's also part of our community, and he does a lot of interaction with people. So if you have a question, go to Ron. He is the founder of Superior Source Vitamins, and he has amazing information to provide you with different knowledge on how to maintain good health and to live a long, healthy, happy, and productive life. Today, he'd like to talk about strength. As we get older, as you know, we start to tend to lose our strength. And, you know, he has some great tips and great tools on how to maintain your strength and overall wellness. So, Ron, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you'd like to talk about today.
Hi, I'm Ron Beckenfell. I've been in the health industry for 60 years. I'll be 80 years old on August the 25th. And I just live and breathe this stuff. You know, it's my passion, my hobby, my everything. My whole life goes around a self-centered Ron, I guess you'd call it, but it's not really that. You know, and I just like to pass the good word to people that, you know, just put a little time in yourself. You really get a lot of results. And it's not a Herculean effort. It's just carving out a little bit of time, a little discipline, maybe getting up a half hour here and there. So you can give yourself maybe 20 minutes. But as you start to do that, I think one thing people don't talk to about too much is you get older, your strength, especially in your legs, your gripping strength. And those are very, very important that, you know, that you have that strength. Otherwise, it's pretty hard to function, especially the leg strength. Yeah. Getting in and out of chairs, so on and so forth, that type of thing. And there's a lot of nice little exercises you can do for that, especially for the legs. I mean, just even if you could sit on a regular chair and get up with no hands, doing 10 repetitions of that, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 sets, even 3 sets is fine. Very good. You get your overall strength. If you start losing strength, you're going to lose muscle. And if you lose muscle, you're going to lose bone mass, and it all is tied together, and all, you know, it can be a plus or a minus.
Right.
All depends what you want to put into it. And I think even 3, 4, 5 minutes a day would take care of that, of leg strength. If you can get into a squat position and hold it without a chair for 30 seconds, you're going to get some real benefits, and it will give you the benefits, especially as you get older. You know, everybody's active when they're young, and when they're supposed to really be active is when you're old. Mm-hmm. It's the complete opposite. And everybody's running around, they tennis or whatever you do. But when you get older, you start eliminating a lot of the stuff for various reasons. Could be injuries, many things. A weight gain especially is a real son of a gun for mm-hmm. everybody. But you want to hang on to your strength, and that'll make sure you hang on to your muscle and hang on to your bones as well. And that'll serve you well as you get older. And especially, like you said, as you get older, you need it more than when you're young. Everybody's pretty much healthy when they're young.
Right.
Pretty much. So if you can get that under the control and gripping strength, if you have something you could grab onto and hang and hold for 30 seconds, it's really going to help your strength there. And as far as strength too, I mean, if at home you could use some bands, but the legs are really, really important in the core to keep that strength. And like I said, just a couple minutes on that, and the rest is, you know, whatever you want to do.
Right.
Of course, diet is a big, 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 big deal. The way you eat, the way you take care, especially when you get older, there's a lot of studies. You've got to get that protein.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty hard to eat. What I generally do is I take protein drinks. One I use in particular is this keto protein. I'm going to have some before I go to the gym. I can hold it up. Whoa, there she is. And that'll give you 10 grams of protein. you need about anywhere from a 3/4 gram to a gram of protein a day per body weight. If you weigh 100 pounds, you need about 100 grams. So for what really works for me is I basically, when I eat 5 meals a day, that's 2 drinks and 3 solids. I don't eat a lot for some reason versus 3 meals. I'm really kind of gorging myself all the time.
Right.
And if I'm eating every 3 hours or so, I'm constantly flushing nutrients in me, flushing good food in me, and I'm keeping my protein up. And the protein is the base of everything I do. It's protein and fresh food behind it, whatever's fresh, you like. And that really works well.
Can you explain to people why protein is so important?
Well, to hang on to your muscle mass. And it's a slow, when you ingest food, you got your carbohydrates, which is a burns fast. Fat burns a little slower. Sugar first, of course. And protein's a slow burning fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get past the protein, you're going to be digging into, you're going to start losing muscle mass.
Right.
And you don't want to do that when you get older. You want to hang on to your muscle. And resistant training, along with your keeping your protein up and, you know, the usual things, getting enough rest and so forth, is the right way to go. And it's not a Herculean effort. Everybody makes it, you know, the diets don't work. That's bunk.
Mm-hmm.
Just good, steady eating. Hey, you can have a cheat day, no big deal, once a week, but you can't be pounding the junk down every day.
Right.
That's what works for me. And I do take my own supplements, obviously. My Superior Source Microlingual Fat. This is B12. I took some, look how small it is. That's the jar. Some pills are that big almost these days. And this is the tablet. I don't know if anybody can see the darn thing.
I see it.
So small.
It's really
very,
small.
Very small. Goes in your mouth and either melts in your mouth or melts under your tongue. Either way. What makes our product so unique and different, we don't have all the heavy binders and fillers and excipients, mannitol, sorbitol, all that some of these other companies use.
Right.
It's just the active ingredient, a little lactose, which helps it dissolve, and sometimes some stevia, natural color, not natural flavoring.
You know, one of the things I hear the most from people 55 and older, they start complaining about fatigue and not having the energy. And maybe you could give some tips to people, because that's one of the biggest complaints. I don't have the energy to do it anymore. I'm not 20 years old anymore. I just don't have the energy. And what do you say to those people? What advice do you give to those people on how they can, you know, build up their energy so they can start doing the things they want to do?
What I find for me personally is sometimes I'm just not in the mood, or I don't feel that energetic. But once I start moving and doing things, that all evaporates for some reason.
Right.
It just evaporates, and I just go to another level. It's like, got to get started first. I need the gym gives me a kick in the pants to bring my energy level. As long as you don't, you leave it in the gym. You drain yourself out with a 2.5 hour workout. You're sweating through your shoes. You're sweating so hard, you know.
Right.
Yeah, to get that first start out, like even when you get up in the morning, sometimes you're a little slow, but once you get moving around, you're just fine.
Right.
Same thing. I don't have a problem with a little stimulant for me before I work out twice a day,
mm-hmm.
but for the harder workouts, I have a cup of coffee, or I'll have the keto with some coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And, but only 3 or 4 days a week, I take the stimulants. I'm naturally pretty high and ready to go at everything I do. So I'm motivated all the time.
That's
I'm excited.
That's
you got to be excited. You know, I mean, excited to go to the gym, excited to do your work, excited even to clean the house. I think it's just good.
Yeah. So you would say probably mindset too plays a big role, having a positive mindset.
Oh God. Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, listen, you can't feel great about yourself if you're really badly overweight. I don't care what anybody says.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be happy with yourself, and you can't be feeling that good either. Your clothes don't fit you right, or this and that. And, you know, you just can't feel good. And if you
right.
just put that little bit of time into yourself, you know, you pass on the nails and put some more time into yourself.
Right. And how long do you stay at the gym? How long do you suggest?
I think you can, for me, a real good, tough workout, I can knock out about 25 sets in 40 minutes. That's working with, you know, some pretty good weight and around 12 reps and not too much rest. So I can keep the blood flowing. Then, you know, if you want to talk some stretching or maybe a little cardio on top of it, that'll drag your workout out for, you can go to 2 hours easy. But I mean, a really good training, and you can get away with 20 minutes of really good training and really stay healthy,
right,
injury free. And if you do work, if you do train or work out a lot and you don't overtrain, you will get less energy, just get injuries, just laying around and doing nothing. You know, you rest, you rust, you just fall apart, man. You got to run. I mean, it's right. Like leaving a car in a garage for 2 or 3 years. I mean, it's not going to be running as best when you go start it up.
Right.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
You just put that little bit of work into yourself, and it's so positive. It's no negative. You know, you're not wasting your time on something that don't count.
Right. Now, you were saying that it's so important to keep your strength. Is there certain exercises, like for grip strength, arm strength, that people could do?
Well, your core is, the core will determine your strength. It's basically determined strength. It's legs, chest, and back. Those are your major muscle groups. The arms are like show muscles. If you do some chest work, your triceps getting work. If you do some back work, your biceps are getting work. But those basic three muscle groups that take the load, chest, back, and legs.
Mm-hmm.
I think legs as you get are the most important, because that's your foundation,
right?
And to keep them in good shape and strong, some kind of like I said, from a sitting in a chair and getting up and down, up down up down, without pushing off,
right,
will help you. And if you really get adventurous, I mean, you can do one-legged leg presses, you know, with your leg up on the chair, and you maybe have something to balance you, press with one leg,
right.
Legs are everything. I mean, that's what you walk around with. And if your leg strength is good and you're stretching a little bit, you're not going to shuffle or anything. You don't have that, like you're in a diaper or anything like that.
Right.
A diaper shuffle. Is that what you call it? I don't know. But you just want to feel good, you know. And if you're hurting, you're not feeling good.
Right.
If you're moving, you're going to do all right.
Yeah.
Just moving. Everything, they're making life easier on everything you do. I mean, I'm just watching on TV. And I mean, all this Netflix and all these movies. I mean, when the hell you got anything, no time but to watch that stuff? I mean, they're taking a, you know, they didn't, when I was a young man, they had a TV, you had the wabbit ears on, and you had to get up and change the channels. Now you got the remote, but all this entertainment coming out, you all you do is end up being a couch all the time.
Right.
You're sitting around where you need to move around a little bit.
Right.
You just need to move. Very
yeah.
important. Hey, they got in the old days, they had the car windows. You got to roll them up by your hand. You got to, at least you got an arm workout. Now you press the button.
Right.
Or even had a shift on a car. That means you're shifting with the clutch and all that stuff. And they still got them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's you drive a lot. That's actually a form of exercise.
Right.
It really is, if you think about it. You drive around for 20 miles somewhere or another, you know, constantly shifting. I mean, you're actually getting some time to work out.
Yeah.
That's all gone.
Right.
Life is getting more convenient, more easy, with a lot more mental pressure.
Yes. Very
everything,
true.
Everything, you know, you pick up the phone, nobody at the end of the phone, you know, you press this number to get this number and that number. You know, I don't know. It doesn't excite me.
It's so important to, you know, keep yourself in good shape. And I know, especially now, because the summer is coming, people keep talking about belly fat, losing that belly fat, losing that belly fat. And people, I hear so many people, especially women, they struggle and struggle and struggle. And everything they do, they seem to have a very difficult time losing that belly fat. You know, do you come across any people that you know that, you know, have used certain types of vitamins and supplements and or certain exercises that have helped them maybe reduce belly fat? Because you have a nice physique. You know, you're tight.
I'm almost eight. I still got abs. That's mm-hmm. hard to come by. My my age.
Yeah, no, it is.
And as you get older, believe it or not, you get more vascular. Your skin gets thinner and you look more vascular. But, you know, I don't believe in crash diets or even getting ready, you know, for the summer. Why don't you just put the work in every a little bit every day and just stay in reasonable shape?
Right.
And it's just a lot easier than, you know, you're pressuring yourself, you know, going on a vacation, wherever you're going, oh, I got to lose 10, 15 pounds. You know, it's a little too much. I think just with something, you know, steady as you go.
Right.
Just nothing hard, but steady as you go. Steady on your eating, steady on your exercise. And you won't have to worry about nothing. You'll always be ready to go.
Right. Right. Very true.
Like I said, the crash diets and all this stuff, or this Ozempic, I don't think that stuff is so great for you. And very few people really have what I would call a hard to lose weight. You know, they're especially the females, the thyroid's off or so on and so forth. Those are the only medical things I could think of. It's just a matter of putting a little time in, paying attention to what you're doing, a little bit of exercise and what you're eating. There's so many great choices in food. It's unbelievable. I mean, you can't get in shape. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They can make cardboard taste good these days. There's no excuses.
It's true, but, you know.
Back to strength again. I mean, if you could do some kind of even bands, like a bench press type thing, that's your chest.
Right.
Pulling anything for your back? Is anything pulling? Like I said, your major muscles groups, and they burn more calories than working a smaller muscle group, like the arms, let's say.
Right.
But if you keep at it, I don't see a problem. You don't have to be a fanatic, you know, and be a gym rat or whatever, you know. Most people I know that go to the gym, you love it so much you get hung up on it. If you miss a day, it bothers you mentally. But most people overtrain.
Yeah.
And that they wonder why they're injured. They wonder why they don't give it enough rest. You know, they come in there and every day they keep on doing, you know, over and over. They don't give their body any kind of rest. And everything is on the feed and the rest. You got to feed, you got to rest, and then you're going to get your results.
Right.
And, you know, but don't overtrain.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to see 20 minutes every day, but even if it's every 3 days, and it's good as long as you're doing something.
Right.
Moving around, walking around as much as possible. Just moving.
Right.
You know, now even for the housework, they got these little robots. I mean, you don't even push the vacuum cleaner around. You don't get no arm workout. I mean, all that helps, believe it or not. That's all going away. Think about it.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's a lot of movement. You're walking around the house and doing this and doing that and cleaning this and bending over and doing that. Now that little lousy robot goes around and does everything. So that takes away even more.
It's true.
Then it becomes a vicious circle. Now you're not feeling good. You're going to the doctor. You got this and that. He gives you a pill for that and this. You know, you're masking all your problems. You're not taking care of them.
Right.
It's a bad cycle. And society in general, the people that like develop things like that, like all the phones. And to me, even I know you need some communication, some computer and this and that, but it's just too much.
Yeah.
It's just too much. You lose your life with that stuff.
Oh, I agree.
Very addicting too. Every 2 minutes you're checking your phone.
Right. It's true.
There's a balance.
Yes, there is a balance.
And all this modern stuff is great, but I don't think it's the bottom line.
Mm-mm.
I think nothing beats feeling good and looking good. I don't care what they give you. Give you all the fancy stuff. I'd rather look good and feel good. You keep all the fancy stuff. There's no reason why you can't have. There's no reason why you can't have both.
Right.
To learn how to. Most people have trouble managing their time.
Mm-hmm.
They waste their time. They're trying to manage their time. Kind of. Especially, you know, to get going in the morning, that's where the management starts. To get up early and get your butt in gear and do what you got to do.
Yeah.
There's certain stuff you got to take care of. Maybe you have to get the kids off or whatever. You got to brush your teeth. You got certain things you just got to do. Then you have the time. You got 24 hours a day.
Yes.
I don't know why you can't squeeze a little bit of a productive time in for yourself.
Oh, true. So true. So many people, you know, in the morning, they wake up. They have their coffee. Then all of a sudden they sit by the computer, they're looking at their emails. And before you know it, an hour has gone by, 2 hours has gone by. And then the time they were supposed to go to the gym or walk around their community or do something, the time is over. And then they get caught up in the next thing and the next thing. And half the things that would have been important to do that were necessary for their own health is gone.
Well, not only that, it improves your quality of life in general when you're not under that. Generally, you're doing some computer stuff, even because you pretty much have to do, or it's related to some stuff. It brings a little bit of stress on.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the exercise in yourself, nobody really talks about it. It's a tremendous, tremendous stress releaser.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go into, if you start exercising, all your little problems, you don't even think about them anymore, at least for that time period.
Yeah.
You need that break.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you need that break. And a lot of people don't give themselves that break. They're constantly under the gun.
Yeah.
That's, you know, a lot of it's self-imposed, so you can't help it, you know. Bad habits bring on bad things.
Yes, 100%.
I know many people. Whatever they may be, it's not good. And as I'm getting older, as I'm, you know, how many more years am I going to live? And I'm trying to, you know, do what I enjoy the best. And it still boils down to, for me personally, things don't seem to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about feeling good and looking good.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
For me, that's what works for me. That I'm functional.
Yes.
I can do things that I would. I can still do things when I was a younger man.
Right.
Hobbies. There's no reason why somebody cannot do some hobbies they had before. Maybe they're not as great as they were, but they still can enjoy them.
Yeah.
You can play tennis.
Right.
A little golf. Maybe not as good as you used to be, but you still can get your, you know, jollies out of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Very important.
No, it definitely is important. I think a lot of people, you know, that, like you said, they get focused on today's electronics. They get focused on other stuff. But so many, you know, I know people that go to the gym and it makes them feel good because they do. They forget about their problems. They forget about, you know, all the stresses in life, and it kind of releases the stress. It makes them feel good. You know, they leave the gym thinking, oh, I accomplished something. And two, I forgot about all those things I have to do that are all those things, you know, problems I got to face. And they just focus in on them, you know, number one. And that's what self-care is all about. Focusing on yourself, focusing on what's most important.
You can't go wrong if you put energy in yourself. There's no negative energy. There's no bad feedback.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
Especially when you put it in yourself and it's positive energy. There's no negative energy. And it has so much positive. I mean, as you get older, you know, you don't have doctors chasing around at doctors. Every time you got a little pain, you go to the doctors. I mean, try to avoid that as much as possible. And by taking care of yourself, you will put that stuff away.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very important.
And I think that circulation is important too. Some people just don't move around enough, like you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. You rest your rust.
You rest your rust. I like that.
With all the modern convenience, all you're doing is sitting on your behind or on the couch or in the bed or doing whatever you're doing. The bed's made for sleeping and a few other functions, but that's about it.
Right.
And people just, it's modern society is making people lazy.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's a push button. Like I mentioned, you had to roll up the car windows, you know, back when. But actually, that would be a lot of exercise for some people. Think about it. When you're doing zero.
Yeah.
Or pushing a clutch with you're working your feet, you're working your arm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, if you did that all day and in and out of traffic, you'd have a pretty good workout.
Yeah.
That's gone.
You have a couple of different B vitamins, you know, and B vitamins is pretty good for energy. Do you take your B vitamins in the morning?
Well, I take the B12. I take a B complex. I take vitamin D for sure. I take our vitamin D right here. Again, look and get on the other side. And the tablet is extremely small. Okay, I don't know if you can see it.
So, yeah, they're very small. They're a quarter the size of your pinky nail.
Yeah. So you don't have to swallow tablets, and we only put the active ingredients. I think we have the cleanest product on the cleanest tablet on the market.
I like them.
Yeah. And we pride in putting out good quality in our product. And like say, when everything comes, all our raw materials that come into the warehouse, all tested for all impurities, heavy metals, so on and so forth. And then after we start, we manufacture, we assay it again, along with all the micros. And I mean, everything we get is, we won't let anything go out the door unless it's 100%.
That's amazing.
We have great quality control and great people doing it.
And that's what the type of vitamins and supplements you need, because there's so many out there. And so many times I look in the back of vitamins and supplements, I look at that, the ingredients, and the main thing that they're supposed to be selling, they have the least of. And it amazes me when people do that.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but you have to have, when you learn how to read labels, especially in food, when you know, ingesting, you must learn how to read labels, portion size, tablets, how many is it, two or 1 ounce, 3 ounce, 6 ounce, and you can figure that out. But mm-hmm. Basically, if you look at food supplements, look at what it says, other ingredients, those are the inactives. And a yes. lot of times they are more than the actives.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they are. It's pretty common. And they're using a lot of artificial ingredients, chemicals, basically.
Right.
They're getting better and better at it, but there's still a lot of it around.
Yeah. I agree. It's so important because I think people have to.
We don't use any of those other ingredients.
Yeah. And that's important because, you know, there are a lot of vitamins and supplements that do, and there are some that don't, but you have to be aware of, you know, that there is a possibility and look at the ingredients every time you purchase something. It's so important to look at the ingredients and look at what you're actually buying.
100%. And just learn how to read the labels. Sugar. I don't know. We've talked about that before. That's a real culprit here.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good at all. But I said a good protein with fresh foods, fresh anything. I don't, as long as it's fresh. I eat a lot of potatoes, which I don't eat very little bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's unprocessed.
Yeah.
And not a lot of calories. And again, it'll give you some bulk and give you some calories. I only eat about 1,800 calories a day with eating five meals. The protein drinks are 100, 150 calories. And I get around 20 grams on most protein drinks. And the meals are around 500.
Mm-hmm.
So 1,500 and a couple drinks, it's 1,800. That's it.
When you're drinking your protein drinks, how long does it fill you up for? Do you feel
you know, funny,
for a while?
They really, it's 2-3 hours, sometimes even more. But if I'd eat one of those candy bars,
mm-hmm.
I could eat a bunch of them and end up eating 2,000 calories or 1,000 calories. Most of the protein powders are about 150 calories.
Right.
Which is not much. And with the water, very, very filling. For me, it is.
Yeah.
It really, really fills me up tremendously. And there's so many good powders around. If you want to go the vegan, it's not a problem. I use whey and I use the vegan type products, both.
Mm-hmm.
And mix them up. But they taste good. And you can get them without the artificial sweeteners. They'll use stevia, Rebicide stevia in them,
mm-hmm.
which is more and more is being used versus the sucralose and mannitol and sorbitol and all that other stuff.
Right.
Just read the labels.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
It's really important. And then some people.
Go on.
No, I was going to say some people, they purchase the amino acids and then they purchase protein powder. Is there a difference between the amino acids and the protein powders?
Well, the protein powder, all protein has amino acids.
Okay.
Some are complete, or, you know, whey protein or that's complete protein, has all amino acids. And they usually put the profile on the side of the jar on a lot of them, not all of them. They'll show you, let's say you use a scoop, which is 28 grams, about an ounce. And they'll put per ounce, they'll put the milligrams of all the different amino acids.
Right.
Another thing we didn't touch on, which is creatine, which mm-hmm. has probably the most steady anything around. And we put out a product with creatine HMB. HMB helps you burn fat.
Oh, really?
Or helps you not get fat. So we blended those two together. And we're the first on the market with that, or one of the first for sure. I take that personally, especially mm-hmm. after I work out.
Right.
The creatine is excellent. And it's tasteless, basically, too. So you can put it in your powders or take it separately, but there's no calories there.
Wow.
You need calories. You need some fuel. You can't run a car on without an empty tank, no gas.
Yeah.
When you put, you have a big motor in the car and you put the cheap gas in, that's not so cool.
Right.
So you got to think of yourself as a Rolls Royce, or at least a Bentley minimum. And you got to use the right gas. That means the right fuel.
Right.
For sure. And wow. You can eat healthy, not spending a lot of money. I eat a lot of sardines and tuna. They're not very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting all the protein in the world. It's good quality protein. A lot of the beans are good, and they're not very expensive.
So with everything that we've talked about today, what are some of the things you'd like to emphasize that you feel are really important? If people want to really work on their strength, stay strong, live a long life, and feel good, what are some of the things today that you'd like to emphasize on?
Well, the most important thing for me personally is I think everybody lives about the same. You can keep alive on drugs. What is your quality of life? Are you going to have a decent sexual life as you get older?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to not be able to do the things you want to do?
Right.
And I'm not being unrealistic things, I mean, some people struggle just to walk.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about getting out and, like you're a star on a basketball team or something like that.
But right.
You can function at a nice level and feel good about yourself and enjoy what's around you. Let's say you have grandkids, you can't be playing maybe soccer with them necessarily. You can maybe referee the game and walk around. So you can have a somewhat of a quality of life and don't feel like you're, I can't do this, I can't do, age is just a number. And if you take care of yourself, you can be a very functional in 60s, 70s, and 80s. You really can.
Right.
You're not going to be what you were at 20, obviously, but you still could be. Have a good portion of it left, maybe be it 60, 70, 80% possible.
Yeah.
And find some type of activities you actually enjoy. It doesn't become a chore. Oh, I got to go work out. Oh, I got to do that. That's the wrong attitude.
Yes.
Find something you enjoy that you can do that will get you some movement.
Right.
Whatever it may be. Just get moving.
I agree.
Whatever turns you on,
And where can people find your vitamins and supplements?
We're basically in almost any health food store you go in, including Sprouts or Vitamin Cottage, Independence, Amazon, Walmart, Vitamin Shop. We do bit with them pretty much anywhere. Or you can go to cvcforhealth.com. But almost any internet seller carries us, pretty much for all of them, in fact.
And you have a website, correct? That's Superior Source Vitamin?
Yeah, that plus if you want to buy products, you can buy it off the cvcforhealth.com.
Okay, great.
The prices are similar to Amazon. They're the same price as Amazon. Amazon's made life easy for everybody. I mean, how easy can you be? I mean, you don't have to get in the car and go to the store. You just push a few buttons and the stuff's there the next day. And it's good and it's bad.
Yeah.
It's good and it's bad.
Right.
But the things that'll make you young and make you feel good, you're not pushing buttons particularly.
Right.
Keep moving.
Got to keep moving.
Got to keep moving. Before, when I get up in the morning in the bed, I do about 10, 15 minutes of exercise. Just a little light stretching. Mm-hmm. Before I get going, and it wakes me up.
What type of stretching do you do?
I'll do some stuff for stretching my upper body, my waist and leg crossover on each side. I'll my arms. I'll do some stretching, different type of stretches.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. And another thing I use too is I use one of those percussion guns.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody, you know, they vibrate a little bit. They're pretty good. Mm-hmm. I use them on, you know, someone. I get a little ache and pain. It'll get the blood in. You got to get the blood in the area. The blood is a healer. You get the blood in an area. If you got an injury, that's the only thing it heals.
Right.
The blood. Most people don't know that. The blood's the real healer. You have an injury and you get swollen. The blood gets choked off, and that's how you get swollen. And the pain comes. Then you got to start working. Let it calm down for a while. Then you got to get the blood in there, and it'll heal it up. It's a process
for sure.
Things have changed so much in the industry. I mean just about health. I mean when I was a young man, they said if you lifted weights you'd be muscle bound and you couldn't play sports. You can't play sports without lifting weights now,
right?
I mean they all do, even the golfers.
Yeah.
So I mean you got, it gives you the strength. So
it's very true.
And with the flexibility, that's why all these records get broken after records that people have been doing it for 100 years and are still breaking records.
Right. It's really true. This has been amazing. I really enjoyed this conversation. I think it's so important that people realize that as we get older, we have to keep on moving. We have to keep active. And it's not only our body, but it keeps us, our strength, it helps us with our mind, you know, it keeps us active, you know, and you know, people, there's been information about Alzheimer's and dementia, how, you know, keeping active and being productive, you know, can help us with Alzheimer's and dementia. And then also just, you know, like you said, just using the bands and just moving around, you know, that could help us with our strength. And the most important parts, like you said, is the hands, the legs, the back, you know, keeping it strong and just working on a regular basis. And just eating the right food.
Related to a car, when you get a new car, that's like you being a young person.
Right.
Now, all you got to do is put gas in the damn thing. And if it's cheap gas, it'll still run.
Mm-hmm.
As the car gets older, you get 20, 30, let's say 50,000 miles. We relate that as us being 50. It needs to be maintained.
Yeah.
I mean, be realistic about it here. I mean, the young car is a young you. You can beat it up, you know, here and there, and it'll still be all right. But when the car's got 50,000 miles, if you haven't replaced the tires already, I mean, stuff just happens. You just got to take care of it. And if you stay on top of it, everything will be fine. You get the car to 100,000 miles. But if you don't, you know, you're going to have trouble. Same thing with your body. You just got to put a little into it.
Yeah.
A lot of people put more money to take the car into be serviced than they do themselves.
Right.
Dental appointments, very important to get your teeth clean, good dental, and all these little things. It's like changing your oil in the car.
Yeah.
I mean, you can really, but you can't expect to be, you might be an old car when you get older, but you'll be a good old car.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You did your best and you try and, you know, whatever happens, happens, but you got to make that little bit of effort, and it shapes your character too.
Yeah.
When you get adversity, when you get a little mentally tough.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
It doesn't hurt, man, to be a little mentally tough. Everybody runs into problems, you know, whatever it may be. You be a little mentally tough. It's not the worst thing in the world.
No, not at all.
That's my quote for the day. If you're an old car, let's be a good old car.
That's right. Well, this has been amazing. Thank you so much, Ron, for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge. You know, it's been a pleasure, like always.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun here. And I think my major thing is I want to see people do well and help themselves.
Yes.
And just a little time in yourself, you can get it. You don't have to be a fanatic.
100%.
I'll be the fanatic for everybody else. But you don't have to be.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what people have to realize.
Right. And we need advocates like you and I and many other people that are really putting the word out. And You know, if I can get somebody to feel good about themselves, I've had a pretty good day in general too.
100%.
Feel good.
Yes.
Makes me feel good.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And anyone can do it.
Without preaching to them, and, you know, nobody wants to be told stuff and make them feel bad, but just got to make that first little bit of effort.
Yes.
And it really pays off in spades.
It does. It does. Little tweaks and you'll go a long way.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, you have a great day, Ron. This has been
you too.
amazing.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.